All right, y'all ready to roll? I have what I have for you following up on our Easter week. The title today is God Wants to Spend Eternity with You. And our verse is Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the death lives in you, then he who raised Christ from death will also give life to your mortal bodies by the presence of his Spirit in you. So what that's saying is if God raised Jesus from the dead, which we all believe that he did, then that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is what gives us our eternal life with him in heaven. Because we will be risen also. We will be raised also. So, you know, God never promised us that this life would be fair. We live on a broken planet. Heaven is where everything is done God's way. Life on earth just doesn't work like that. But what happens on this earth isn't all there is to life. You know, we'll all spend 60, 80, maybe 100 years on this earth, but we'll spend forever in eternity. And let that sink in. If you've placed your faith in Jesus, the Bible says you'll spend eternity with God in heaven. That's one of the most important reasons Christians should be joyful. God has given us eternal life. You know, the Bible promises if the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the death lives in you, then he who raised Christ from death will also give life to our mortal bodies by the presence of his Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us. Eternity will be amazing. What will heaven be like? Well, you'll be reunited with people that you love. You'll get rewards. You'll get rest. You'll get responsibilities you love. It'll be all the good things in this life and none of the bad. And as 1 Corinthians 15:42 says, you'll get a new body because even though your earthly body will be buried in the ground, it will be raised to live with God forever. There's that forever word again. You were created because God wants a family, and he wants to spend eternity with his family. He wants to spend eternity with you and me. That truth should bring you great joy. I know it does me. So there's just questions to ask. How does knowing life is short compared to all of eternity change the way you live today? Second, if God wants his family in heaven with him, why do you think you're here on earth now? What is your purpose for the time that you are here on this earth? And three, how are you working to fulfill that purpose? Remember the Easter promise, there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ. God has prepared a beautiful eternity in heaven for his family. But the Bible says you can only get to heaven by trusting in God through his son, Jesus. You can't earn God's love or work your way into heaven. The Bible said it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from ourselves. It is a gift from God, not by our works. So no one can brag about their works that they got into heaven because you can't work yourself into heaven. Just remember that today. If you are a believer, if you believe in Jesus, then you will spend eternity in heaven. And it will be more than we can imagine. More good than we can imagine. More blessings than we can imagine. And it is forever. Not the 60, 80, 100 years we're going to spend on this earth. Forever. I just let that soak in. Forever. Let's pray. God, we love you so much. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for your promises. Thank you that we get to be in your family, God. We are part of your big family, and we get to spend eternity with you and with our family and with those we care about. And God, it is going to be glorious. But, you know, we don't need to lose sight of our time on this earth, God. We need to do what we need to be doing for you, for your glory while we're here on this earth. God, use us, guide us, lead us so that we can glorify you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this call. Thank you for all you do for us. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.